Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for September 11th. Today is the 24th anniversary of the terror attacks of September 11th, 2001. Services will be held across the country, as well as moments of silence for the times when the planes hit the towers, the Pentagon, and crash landed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. A memorial service is set for 8:30 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Park, 6354 James B. White Highway, south of Whiteville. Everyone is welcome. Testimony is continuing on the first-degree murder trial of Prentice McDuffie. McDuffie and Darius Washington shot and killed three members of a Pleasant Plains family during a robbery in 2019. We have more on this story online. Darius Washington was convicted earlier this year. Norm Foggin of Snake Island Road is recovering after accidentally shooting himself in the hand early Monday. Foggin told deputies he was cleaning his handgun around 3 a.m. when it discharged. He was transported to an area hospital. A Saragona woman was arrested Sunday after she allegedly put her child out beside an area roadway and she didn't have any shoes on. Dusty Earp was held under a $5,000 secured bond on a charge of misdemeanor child abuse. Deputies found the 11-year-old barefoot and crying and walking beside the road near Fervilla. The report said that she was walking due to, quote, unsafe driving, end quote, by her mother. Earp had reportedly been drinking when deputies found her a short time later. The child was turned over to her father. Around 70 people, most of them veterans, turned out on Tuesday at Whiteville Memorial Cemetery for the funeral of a local vet who served in Vietnam. Corby Ward was a native of Sydney who attended Williams Township School. You can see this story online for much more. Kalani, Kendall, Josephina, and Sophia Melvin will be eulogized Saturday in Fairmont. A memorial was held Tuesday at Worthington Funeral Home in Chabon. Saturday service will be at 2 p.m. at Whirling Memorial in Fairmont. The four sisters died August 30th in a structure fire near Chabon. No adults were at home when the fire occurred. A cause has not been determined. A federal court has ordered North Carolina's State Board of Elections to clean up the voter rolls. The court found that voter registration forms for around 100,000 registered voters did not have complete information. Affected voters are being contacted by the local election boards on how to complete their forms. Saturday starts a whole new season of flock swaps at Gerganus Farm Store in Whiteville. It's all about the birds, but there's always a lot more else going on as well. There's no cost to participate. You can bring your spare yard birds, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment to buy, sell, or trade, or just get a head start on your own flock and herd. The swap will be from 9 until 1 at the Farm Store on Madison Street. Columbus Regional is going to host its annual tailgate for prostate on September 26th from 12:30 until 3 at Advanced Urology. It's at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. You can enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more. Mark your calendars now for the second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza. That's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Park. Admission is free. It's going to be a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration is $25 per vehicle. Call 910-770-2168 for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.